Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
It's time for a trending report. I guess the biggest news of the day is tax day. It's tax day. All sorts of deals going on today. Krispy Kreme has a buy one, get one deal. Burger King has 1 cent cheeseburgers. There's a few hoops you got to jump through to get that. Shake Shack has some deals, 7-Eleven. Josh, Hooters has a discount on appetizers through their app.
Oh, I know. And, I got the alert. I got the alert. Thank
California
you.
California Pizza Kitchen, all sorts of deals today for tax day. You guys did your taxes, right? You're all wrapped up?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. This also gives me an opportunity to play a little Eminem parody. Here you go.
Yo, have you ever had a deadline you've been right up against? I have. It's every April 15th. Figuring out my interest dividends from the banks. Could I use some extra help from a professional? Yes, thanks. Yeah. There's my wages, earning statements that are racking my brain. Any losses or gains, what deduction should I claim? I've been up late every evening, maybe midnight or later, with my pencil and eraser and my old calculator.
So good.
Trying to rush now.
Yeah.
This 1040 leaves me confused.
Sing it, dude.
I've waited till the last minute, so tonight I'm filling out my tax form.
So good. A little bit more.
I'm sorry, Mama. I should have called H&R Block.
Yeah.
Nice plug.
But now I've got to do it myself. So tonight I'm filling out my tax form.
Yeah.
One more time.
One more time now. I love that. That's
pretty good.
Makes me so happy. It's really good. Whoever did that sounds like Eminem.
It
right?
really does. Like, it caught me off guard when you played it this morning because I was like, oh, I love Hey, Sorry Mama, but no, this is not that song.
Different.
But
different one.
Yeah, still lands.
Well, good luck to everybody who is just now starting their taxes this morning. So good luck. Good luck.
Yeah.
The other big news coming out of yesterday was the ladies that went up into space. Did you guys watch the videos of this?
Yeah, some of them.
No.
Katie,
what did you think about it?
I thought it was really neat to see people go up into space and then come back down.
Great observation.
What else? I don't know.
Great observation.
Honestly, anytime anybody really can get good. Up there and then come back down safely,
it's
a huge win.
Yeah.
Huge win.
Neat. And
that's
just
exceptional commentary on this. That
it
was
makes
really well
me
done. The thing I didn't like about it is when the ladies were up there, you only have like 4 or 5 minutes floating around.
Yeah.
And they spent so much time talking to the camera and being in front of the cameras up there. And they all brought up these ridiculous little trinkets and stuff. And they spent so much time showing their trinkets and stuff to the cameras. I'm like, I would be glued to that window.
Looking outside.
Out. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously they did. A few of them were. I've got some audio I'll play in a second. I mean, they were looking at the Earth and the moon and all that. But all the clips I saw, they were all just in front of that camera. I was going to say a saying, but I'm not going to.
Well, no, and you're right.
Go ahead.
Like, that's kind of what they are good at, though, right? Like, if you look at
essentially,
Katy Perry,
that's what I was going to say.
Especially,
they're fame whores.
Well, that's what they're famous for, is,
yeah,
you know, like, they like attention. They like getting attention. They like giving attention to their fans. So I think that encompassing all of that
and
is what
mostly
you saw.
It was mostly Katy Perry. You know?
Yeah,
like,
no.
In front of the camera. I'm like, look out the window.
Yeah, no, she definitely likes a camera. We'll give
she
that.
Yeah,
right.
Sure. Here's a little bit of audio from up there.
Taking up space.
Woo! Oh boy.
You guys, I have to tell you, look at the moon.
That's amazing.
Wow, look at the blue line.
Oh my gosh. Oh my god.
Wow.
Oh my
That's
gosh. Our pink moon.
That's amazing.
That's our pink moon?
Yeah,
is that
well,
what she
it
said?
Was pink.
It's a pink moon right now.
Yeah, it was a pink moon
over
the
weekend
last couple
or whatever,
nights.
Yeah.
Yeah, my birthday actually was
all
a
I
pink
heard
moon.
Out of that, all I heard out of that was this.
Take up space.
Wait, are they saying take up space?
Yes.
Take up space.
Take up space. No, but there's
sounds
the
like
thing.
Some of my friends at the bar.
An all-woman crew going up into space for the first time. They made history,
it's
and
really
that's
neat.
Amazing to see. But
it is.
You're right. I think that if I had the chance to go up into space, because that's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, they're not going
to
get that chance
I'd be
again,
glued
right?
To that window.
Can I ask
absolutely.
Why it's historic?
Well, because it's all women.
It's all
but
women. They're all passengers. They
I
didn't,
know,
they
but
didn't
it's
fly
still
the rocket
still
up
space.
There.
It's never happened
it's space
before.
Space tourism.
It's the first time it's
space,
happened.
It's like going in a really high airplane. I don't get like the.
No, it's higher.
Well, yeah, I know. But
it's
like
the final frontier,
they didn't do,
Josh.
They didn't do anything
the
to lift
the
rocket
the
ship up and then bring it back. To, like, they did nothing. They sat there and took selfies.
I know.
Like
how great
said.
Is that? It's like taking an Uber.
But they didn't command the ship. Like, why is... All right, cool. That's good.
Yeah.
Why do you why do you hate women so much, Josh?
Oh, my gosh. No. No. If it was all men, like it was the last time, like, they're passengers.
But men have been up into space before, and that's the thing. An all-men crew is not anything new. An all-female crew, let's go.
Where's all the hate? Why all the hate, Josh?
No, I'm not hating.
There's a lot of hate right now.
But they didn't command the ship. Like, the men commanded the ship when they went up in the 60s.
But they had to train, and they still had some chutzpah to get up there, you know? Like, that's a bold move, buddy. It's very dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it is. It is very dangerous. You're right. Okay.
Well, and was the pilot female? Was the person? Is there someone flying?
There's no
the
pilot.
Ship?
There's no pilot. That's the thing. It
that's
just,
what I'm saying.
Goes
it's
up and then
completely automated. That's why I was like, y'all are just passengers on a high flying plane.
Well,
even the men, even the men, even when
so
Bezos did it last
there.
Year, I was doing the same thing. Everyone's like, it's so historic when Bezos went up there and the old guy from the 60s. I was like, okay, well, they're just passengers.
Yeah.
It's not as cool as the guys that fly the ships. Men or women, I don't care who you are, but like,
feeling
made
a
big deal.
Feeling a lot of hate, a lot of anger.
Well, no, I was just wondering. I was just wondering because they just sit there. Mm. Look at the moon.
The blue thing on the moon. I thought that was neat that they pointed out the blue, right?
You don't think that's important, Josh?
I do. I do now that you changed my mind.
All right. Katie, what else is going on?
Okay.
Actually, I'm getting a lot of love on the text line. I'm not going to lie.
People are loving Josh right now on the text line.
A lot of people are liking the...
I've got a fun little PMI for trending when it comes to DIA. You like that?
I love Josh.
Sure.
You like that?
I love that.
Okay.
I love it.
What are your thoughts
on
female pilots, Josh?
I love female... They're flying the plane.
All right. What else you got, Katie? Keep going.
So, DIA has been named the third busiest airport in North America. Anybody who's flown through there recently would agree with that. Sixth busiest airport in the world, according to this list. And in 2024, the airport actually saw a record-breaking number of people flow through, with over 80 million passengers through security. So, and that's just expected to grow. So you should expect DIA to get even bigger, even more people coming into the Mile High City.
Oh, goody.
I know. The M for DIA is two thieves are out there stealing bags at the airport, or at least they were last month. They just walked up to carousels and started jacking the suitcases. It was kind of crazy.
I'm surprised
actually.
This doesn't happen more often.
That's what
it's such a weird system,
that's
you know, where you can go up and take any bag you want.
Exactly. Like, nobody's actually even policing those bags if you really look at it. I mean, and how would they know whose bag is who? I mean, and if you would require somebody to show their, you know,
like an ID
luggage,
or...
Yeah, that would take so long. Imagine how much chaos that would bring. But yeah, these people just walk up to luggage, the different suitcases, and grab them and walk away.
Then they go out to their car, and you know what they sound like?
We did it. But yeah, they're saying that you see these people, they put out their picture and whatnot. They still haven't caught them, but it just happened one time. But as you can imagine, like you said, Jeremy, I'm surprised this doesn't happen more often. People just
I've thought about it. I'm like, that's a cool looking suitcase. I'm going to take that one instead.
I want that suitcase.
Gator skin.
And the interesting out at DIA, and I put this in the interesting category because parking rates are set to increase out there at the airport. And I know that can be a minus, but they need that to happen. If you think about everything that has increased over the years, they're saying that gas and shuttle costs have increased 47% since 2018, and that's the last time that they've hiked the prices up at all. So you're going to see an increase from $1 to $5, so not too much. And the short-term parking is the only lot that's not affected. Otherwise, all the other ones, you're going to see increases on that parking fare. So just something to be...
You know, if you wander into the company that collects all the money for the parking while they're balancing the books for the month. You know what it sounds like?
Does it sound like?
You're flush with cash.
Cha-ching.
Yeah. All right. What else you got?
Okay. So this... I don't know about this story. So it's having to do with St. Mary's Glacier. This is outside of a little a town called Alice, Colorado. I'd never heard of it up until this point, but they have a glacier, quote unquote, out there that isn't actually a glacier, but it looks like one. So that's why they call it St. Mary's Glacier. But the Clear Creek Sheriff's Office, they're kind of upset because a couple people went up there and put graffiti on that glacier.
Bunch of
jerks. They took some spray paint and put a big red heart with the initials JJ and MG in it.
Oh, we don't care about your love, and JJ and MG.
The sheriff's office is really frustrated, and they're like, you know what? There's lots of ways to express your love. Spray painting a rock at beautiful St. Mary's Glacier in the Arapaho National Forest is not one of them. And
I don't
then
like
they,
that.
They added that the paint job is illegal, selfish, and more permanent than their love is likely to ever be.
Oh, no.
Throwing shade.
They already broke up.
I love it. But if you know JJ or MG, shame them a little. That's not okay. Like, go find some other place to go, you know, acute your love.
So this, like, is the St. Mary's Glacier, right? We're talking about that, like,
in the Arapaho National Forest. So it's in Colorado, in Alice, Colorado. But again, it's not really a glacier.
Well, no, but have you ever been to St. Mary's? Like, you can jump off. It's it's the Arapaho National. Okay, so I've been here. It's the St. Mary's Glacier that everybody can go to.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a really cool, like, kind of cliff diving area that you can jump off into the glacial water, and it's freezing, but it's really cool and it's fun and it's a very popular spot. But I can't imagine people spray painting the freaking rock.
Yeah,
that's so,
so
mean.
They spray
that's
painted
so selfish.
The rock. They're very mad about it, and they haven't found these people either. So again, if you know JJ or MG, tell them.
That narrows it down.
All right. And then this is really, I love this because the Northern Lights making their way through Colorado. You may
Ooh,
be able
beautiful.
To gaze up at the celestial stars. So beginning tomorrow and then wrapping up on April 25th, you're actually going to be able to check out the Lyrid meteor shower. So that's going to peak April 21st through the 22nd. And you'll have a chance to see up to 18 meteors per hour, Jer.
18 an hour?
And it could burst up to 100 per hour during its peak.
Unbelievable.
So tonight, check this, and tomorrow, solar wind interactions could be perfect for viewing the Northern Lights in higher elevations.
You know, if I were to go up and observe the Northern Lights.
I know what you'd sound like already,
actually.
Do you
know what I would sound like?
I do. Yeah! it's actually quite funny because you can go to Horsetooth Reservoir or Garden of the Gods
Foco,
to get a good look about it. But I grew up seeing the Northern Lights all the time, and I just thought it was normal. I thought everybody got to see
it's not special
the Northern
for
Lights
you anymore.
Because in North Dakota, it's just like that's what the sky looks
it's
like.
Typical Tuesday.
I was showing Josh pictures of my friend who's always posting pictures of her dog in front of the Northern Lights. Like, it's this new thing. It's just what she likes to do. But the sky is always lit up there. And that's just one of the views. There's nobody up there, and it's absolutely freezing, but you
it's
get to see
the
Northern Lights.
It's probably some of the best viewing,
lights.
Though.
Yeah. There's no light pollution.
With you and your dog.
It is. It's great. Again,
you and the eight others that live in
I would go outside
Canada's armpit.
And just stare at the sky when I was a kid and just, like, watch the light dance, and I thought everybody got to do that.
It's magical.
I really did.
Magical.
So, yeah, but you'll be able to do that tonight and tomorrow if you're up high enough into the country to see it.
Well, very good. Thank you for that, Katie.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Very, very nice. There you go, guys. There's your trending report this morning with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.